Okay, great. Sounds like a deal. We'll see if I'm ready for it. Yeah, I was telling Tom earlier this afternoon here. I got to see about doing some more research here. I did a little bit. I want to see about doing some Googling and figuring out, see if I can find like a comparison chart between the different models so I can have a little bit better of an idea as far as the features of each of the different models and what I'm gaining or losing by going up or down a model, you know, and then being able to compare it price-wise as well there, too. I'm in no big hurry for one anyways, really. I want to, you know, kind of do a little shopping around, and I was telling both Tom and Dakota, I thought I'd found one that would have been great, would have filled two bills at one time for me, because I was looking to have, I was thinking about getting something for $220 just to have that availability, even though it's probably rarely used in this area. So I saw an Elinco that had 220 as well as 2 meter 440 with DMR. And it seemed good, except until I saw that the power output for the 220 side was only 5 watts, while the 2 meter and 440 had 55 and 45 watts output respectively. So, yeah, I thought the 220 was a little bit light in the loafer, so I'm not really too certain I'm too enthused about that radio anymore. Like I say, I thought it would have been nice to be able to kill two birds with one stone, but the DMR mobile is probably a little bit more of a priority than having a 220 rig, and I kind of like to get one for all mode, you know, multi-mode, so you can do sideband or whatever, but anywho how. Well, yeah, I got to take a look, because I had started doing a little bit of some of that financial advising, so you have to see what all the experts say there, too, as well, but I'm sure everybody has their own opinion, so I wonder how many of the advisors actually agree on major points together. Jerry, over to you.